Care home owners say illegal operators are dangerous for families and owners' legitimate facilities. Will lawmakers be able to do anything about it this session? CivilBeat.org editor Patty Epler has today's reality check. Aloha. They seem to be making the fairness issue that, you know, the rules should be applying to everybody, and that way families looking for a care home would know exactly what they're getting. But do we actually have any idea of how many illegal care homes there are in Hawaii?
We don't, and that's one of the problems. It seems to be sort of a widely held view that there are, you know, many, many unlicensed, unregulated care homes, especially for the elderly. Rep. John Mizuno, who's been on top of this issue, thinks conservatively there's about 200, and then there are about 1,700 licensed facilities statewide. But, you know, there's just no way to know how many there are.
However many they are, they seem to be really getting under the skin of legitimate care home operators who want to see this issue addressed. But some of the measures that we've seen come through this session seem to not be doing so well.
No, the legitimate care home operators worry that there's going to be some sort of big incident at an unlicensed care home and that will kind of take down the whole industry. But the bill that was introduced this year didn't get a hearing so far because people think it's just too broad and that there's just it's too difficult to figure out how to license these folks. So now they want to do a study during the interim.
That's usually what we hear when we talk about bills being too broad and not being able to have enough target to make a difference. So now is there any word on whether that study will actually happen? Is there a bill to make that happen too?
So far, there is not. There were dozens and dozens of pages of testimony, but it just kind of went nowhere. And so I think the folks who are really trying to push this measure are just waiting to see what happens before the session is over.
So the bottom line reality check is there's a problem, and as with many other things, not even a clear path to a solution.
That does seem to be the way of state government, right?
Well, and for these people, I mean, also it's not just the care home operators, but for people who, and we've talked about this before, who want to have some assurance that where they're putting their loved ones is going to be a good place and that this is going to be somewhere where quality of care will be important and not just the bottom line price. But for a lot of families, that price is still an issue, which, you know, could be why in some cases they seek an illegal care home.
That's so true, Beth Ann, and there's just no way of knowing what sort of quality you're going to get because, as we've talked about repeatedly, you know, they don't really do a good job of posting online inspections, and that's really why the care industry wants this legislation to go through, is because if they're licensed, then there's at least some hope that someone is going to go in, inspect it, make sure that they're, you know, doing a decent job of caring for these vulnerable people.
Meanwhile, since the legitimate care home operators seem to have a bead on those who are, you know, operating illegally, are they trying to self-police in any way?
Not that we've heard. That's an interesting question. And I don't think that they are. Like, we haven't heard any reports of people of the legitimate operators calling the state and informing on the illegal ones. So, but that is a good question.
Well, we'll be watching this one and see what happens and if there's anything that comes out of the Department of Health or anything that comes out of state government that might make it incumbent upon them to have to be licensed. Talk to you soon. Thanks for the reality check.
Thanks a lot, Beth Ann.
Every day we bring you a reality check from CivilBeat.org, today featuring editor Patty Epler.